Fungal diseases in wheat have been limited this spring because of cooler conditions and the lack of moisture. But recent rains and winds from the south may be changing the picture, and growers are encouraged to scout their fields for disease development. SDSU Extension plant pathologist Emmanuel Biamukama reports stripe rust has been detected in Nebraska, and spores may be riding the winds to South Dakota fields.
So we're calling upon producers to keep an eye on plants and scout for stripe rust. And if we have significant stripe rust showing up, then we need to plan a fungicide application.
Powdery mildew, a fungal disease which favors humid and cooler conditions, has been found in Hutchinson and Turner counties. Typical spring fungal diseases such as tan spot and septoria are not major problems yet, so farmers who normally apply fungicide with their May herbicide application are advised to scout fields first.
We encourage producers to first scout and see if there's a significant disease that is beginning to develop, and such conditions would warrant application of a fungicide with a herbicide timing.
SDSU's disease prediction tool can aid growers in determining if conditions are ideal for tan spot, leaf blotch, or leaf rust.
When they visit this website, they can see if the table shows 6 consecutive yeses, that would mean that infection by these diseases is imminent.
Available online at climate.sdstate.edu/smallgrains. The website is updated daily. Learn more on wheat diseases and agronomics at upcoming Wheat Walk Field Days, May 26th and 27th. For details, visit the Events tab at igrow.org. I'm Pam Gappert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.